Way After Work, the podcast.
Why are you gesturing at me? I don't want this pressure.
A lot of pressure, yeah.
A lot of pressure.
So, okay, Thea wanted to make the introduction, but of course, like, it's a lot of pressure.
I didn't want to make the introduction.
Well, introduce yourself.
This isn't my podcast. Hi.
Yeah, hi. From Thea.
I'm the new runner of the podcast.
Okay, I guess I'm Thea Urban Feierabend, the podcast. I am a PhD student at Roehampton University. I've written like a couple of books. I'm friends with Danny.
Yeah, that's the biggest achievement.
Yeah. And maybe you've heard from Jay before, like in a few more episodes. We already recorded in Lisbon or Manchester. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm here now. I'm Danny with Jay and Thea sitting at her their apartment in Surrey.
Yes, yeah, Surrey, London.
Yeah, for this weekend, and it's amazing. I'm very happy to be here. And like, you could listen in our last episode, like, we talked about a lot about series and
like
movies,
very
and
nerdy
theories.
Yeah,
because we all studied film and screen culture.
Yeah, and we all work in the industry as well, like a little bit, like film, writing about film, mm-hmm. essays about film. So
that's why.
So but this would not be as nerdy.
Yeah. But still, our drink of the evening or week is
a Yellowtail Merlot. One of my favorites. I actually always get Yellowtail.
It tastes good, no?
Yeah, I always get Yellowtail.
It's a Merlot.
Red wine.
Merlot.
Yeah.
In German, how do you say?
Merlot.
Oh, so it's the same.
It's
boring.
The same. Yeah, kind of, sorry.
Boring podcast.
Sorry.
Yeah. Everything in German is the same as English. Boring podcast.
Okay, I have to speak with you about something.
Okay.
We watched before Dinner for One, like the most favorite iconic sketch and like short film. Why are you laughing, Jay? in Germany, and we are watching it like on the, it's like the biggest TV channel in Germany, 3 minutes before
will everyone know in Germany what that is?
Yeah, like Dinner for One is like the maybe not
famous?
Everyone knows, but like a short film, yeah, from 1948, black and white, and it's about maybe you can sum it up better in English.
Okay, I'm gonna give some context, I guess.
Yes.
So Danny said to me, we were on the bus coming to Surbiton, where we live, and she said, the most British film, like the most famous British film, there's a man and he is a waiter and he is giving a woman food. And that's the most amazing English film. And I said, I don't know what this film is. I think it maybe is American. I think maybe you're making it up or it's a dream or something.
And I got aggressive because of this answer. Because really, it's not a dream. Like, I just told you. Believe me.
And so I said to Jack and Thea, my sister and her boyfriend, do you know this movie? And they said, no, I don't know what this movie is.
And I got crazy even more.
And Danny said, this is the most English film ever. This is like Fish and Chips. This is like Winnie
Second
the Pooh.
Place.
This is like The Guards. This is like The Queen, Buckingham Palace. Mm-hmm. And I watched it and I thought it was like legit funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I thought it was like a really funny, like little skit.
And it's shocking for me because they didn't know that much about it, and like in Germany, like it's like an iconic thing.
And I had never seen it in my life, like I promise you, I had never.
I think it's like a phenomenon that nobody in England knows what it is, but everybody in Germany has like this entire thing about it.
I had never heard of it.
Me neither.
It's so interesting. Also, like, some of my friends, they are, trying to copy this movie in real life. And they are like having a table, having the same dishes, having a soup, having the red wine, champagne, blah, 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 and playing all these characters.
But what is
But
I didn't understand quite what the premise was. Why didn't anyone else come to the table?
Because they were all dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
How did you
pick up on that?
Well, she was like super old.
And she said, like, same procedure as every year. And the waiter said, yes, same procedure as every year.
Yeah, but how did you know they were dead?
Well, you kind of have to assume from, like, she's an old woman, so all of her friends are dead.
I didn't pick up on that.
Well, I mean, how, like, why else would he play, like, all these roles on the table?
But why,
like,
wouldn't they be ghosts?
Why
wouldn't they be ghosts?
Is that crazy for me to say?
That's such a J sentence.
Yeah, like, is that crazy of me to say? Like, why, like, wouldn't they be...
That's the same, when I would say, and I would ask, from your favorite sketch, which is with...
Lucille Ball, my favorite comedian.
And the chocolate...
Yeah, which is on the chocolate factory. Yeah.
Like, why does she eat all the chocolate? That's the same. Like, I would ask
this. I guess. Yeah, no, you're right. Like, I can't give you an answer.
Yeah, because they didn't
say it. Other than they don't really know what to do.
But you just have to see it, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell about this movie story.
Okay, so I would say I did not pick up on that the other people were dead.
Okay.
Like, I didn't. I felt like she
in,
was.
In the Dinner for One movie.
In Dinner for One, yeah, of course. I didn't know idea that... Basically, I laughed that he was drunk. And then I laughed that he was, like, tripping up on the carpet. And it's my kind of... I'm not really a funny or smart person. So, like, the things I think are funny are, like...
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, people tripping over. People, like, getting drunk. Like, it was really my comedy.
Is it, like, black... humor, dark comedy?
Not really, because that's, nobody was a victim. Yeah,
no, like, the thing is that, and this, our mother will, like, attest to this, is that Jay has always said that he hates slapstick.
But he loves slapstick. I love, like, people, like, falling over, eating too many chocolates. Like, dancing and then getting a move wrong. I love, like, bodies out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my personal icon is Lucille Ball.
Mm-hmm.
I Love Lucy is my favorite show in history. It's always about, like, Lucille Ball, like, falling over, tripping downstairs, like, falling off a light, eating chocolate because she can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought when Dinner for One was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But... also, kind of, if I think something's funny, it usually means it's bad. Because, like, I never think something is funny that people think is actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, why is it online on YouTube and has, like, 3 million views? So, obviously, a lot of people like it, too.
Yeah, it's, but I, like, what I think is funny is, like, stupid. Like
yeah, but that's...
Yeah, like...
Isn't it like sense of humor sometimes.
Yeah, my sense of humor has always been stupid. I like that's what I like. I like people falling over, like saying stuff that isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I know that you're sometimes posting things on Instagram or Twitter, and like I find it so funny. And then I tell people, friends of mine, and they are. What do you mean? Like, I don't understand this at all.
I think that's how our family
works. I like things that are funny that are like obviously like a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I never.
That's an interesting question. What does irony means to you?
There's like a literal definition. The use of.
No, but what does it mean to you?
To me.
Yeah.
It's a black fly in your Chardonnay.
It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. Do you know the joke?
It's a death row pardon.
Two minutes too late.
And isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Oh,
is that great?
Alanis Morissette.
On your wedding, my favorite singer of all time. It's a free ride when you've already paid. To me, irony means like, I think I'm a difficult person and and kind of a depressive person, and I can get very, if we're going to get serious on the podcast, I get quite depressed quite quickly. And I can be kind of mean and shouty and aggressive. And irony to me means like, oh, actually, this is very funny. like, if I'm shouting at people, like, at some point, I'm going to turn it around and make it funny. That's what irony means to me.
Interesting. Yeah. Keep, like, I have something in my mind we should tell later, like, about our experience today at the BFI, what happened to us with, like, they were filming a situation.
Oh my god, yeah, yeah, that was really interesting.
But maybe first tell Theo, what do you think about irony? Like, I'd really like to know
before. I don't know, like, I mean, like, I guess irony is just like, oh, you know, that's so ironic, like...
You're more like a hipstery.
But also I have a really stupid sense of humour, so I don't necessarily find... I'm very anti-British because I don't necessarily find irony or sarcasm that funny.
No, me neither.
I'm very... I really like John Mulaney and, like, old school Americana. I find very, very funny. I also find, like, neurotic Jewishness funny. I can say that.
I would say, like, because we're Jewish, like... There is a kind of Jewish sense of humour.
I find it very funny to be, like, very neurotic and insane.
There is a Jewish... Did you see Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is a very Jewish... There is a very Jewish...
I guess in a sense that's kind of ironic in itself because... Especially with Miss Maisel, it's like, my life is perfect, but also I'm going to shit,
and darling, and baby.
I find that very funny.
And actually, do you know John Mulaney?
Yeah, I heard of him.
Well, he's married to a Jew, so a lot of his humour is
Jewish. Very Jewish, so...
And I'm 99% Ashkenazi, she's less, but...
Yeah, but I'm passing it down from the mother, so I'm more Jewish.
I'm the most Jew, because I have, like, I did a test to see Jew, and I got 99% Jew, and I've got, like, a massive nose, so...
That's what shows. Okay.
Irony, I guess, is, like... To me, like, I just have a bad sense of humor.
I think it's amazing.
But to me, stupid is funny.
Stupid is funny. Yeah. And okay, so my experience with irony was I had a job interview and they said to me, tell us about your, like, the most positive things and the most negative things about yourself. And I said, like, the negative things are... actually, sometimes I don't understand irony, and they were like, okay, so that means, like, you're kind of stupid? Like, mean to me, really.
Oh my god.
And I felt very bad afterwards, like...
Oh my god.
In a lot of job interviews, sometimes they are quite mean to me. I don't understand irony. And, but afterwards, I got the job, so everything
went... Oh my god, wow, well done.
But I don't know. I don't think I understand irony. Like,
also, like, people are like, not even jokes, but they're saying something ironic to you, and but you just.
Know, but do you know? Do you know the song? Make them laugh. Make them laugh. You slip on a banana peel. They're lost at your feet. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. From Singing in the Rain.
Oh, no. Singing in the Rain, of course.
Yeah, and that's what I think. Like, you slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. I think that's true.
Uh-huh.
I think if you're at dinner and you make someone laugh, you win.
True.
You win the dinner. If you're at an interview and you make a joke, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best thing in the world is you can be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend Dina, we...
My best friend.
Best friend, sometimes.
With me and Thea.
Me and Dina, like, My rule is,
and me,
not Danny. Like Danny is like,
ironic jokes. Speaking of that,
Danny is like 100, 101, 102. So I've got like a lot of people on top of her. I always think if you're funny, you're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is funny if it's a lie. It's only funny if there's like at the bottom of it, it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got to be the truth. You dig in and you dig in and you dig in and it's the truth. Yeah. Nothing is funny if it's a lie.
Okay, so if I tell you the joke, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two nuns are playing tennis. And
so
one of them is swearing the whole time. Like, shit, I missed it. Like, I missed it, blah, blah, blah. And like the whole time. And the other nun tells to the swearing nun, please, when you swear another time, like a thunder will meet you and you will die. And she said, okay, well, I will stop. And then, of course, like another, they play again. And then, like, the thunder and comes down.
Came down, yeah.
And it's the wrong nun who, yeah.
The non-swearing nun.
And then God says, oh, shit. I missed it. So is this irony for you, or like, is it like telling actually the truth, or what does it mean? Like,
okay,
to be a good joke, you know?
Okay, so that's ironic because the wrong person got the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what I was talking about before. I'm talking about when me and you are like laughing really hard. It's because we are talking absolute shit. But it's kind of true.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're talking about lecturers, it's like shit, 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 never would happen. But kind of maybe would happen. Like, do you know what I mean? Like it's kind of a little bit true.
Uh-huh.
I think nothing is funny if it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I will do anything for a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I will, like, bully a waiter. I will, like...
You absolutely won't.
I will, like...
Doing at the South Bank. What happened today? Like, we have to tell this now.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so, we were in
we went to the South Bank.
We went to the South Bank. And they were playing up. They were filming a prank show.
I think.
Was Ashton Kutcher there?
I think. I don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know what it was.
Really.
There were, like, signs everywhere that said...
So, it began with us... sitting on a bench, talking
but
about
before,
and drinking beer.
Yeah, before this
then
happened.
Then we saw, like, what is this guy doing standing next to us? He's just standing here the whole time.
Yeah,
oh,
you're right.
Okay, he has some, like, paper.
Yeah, you're
he's
right. So we didn't even notice anything. We were having, like, a beer, and we were, like, looking at the river and living our lives. There was a man, and he was, like, with an earpiece, and, like, with like an earpiece and like
rosé, mixer rosé.
Yeah, and there was a man with an earpiece. Do you remember? He was like who was an earpiece, and
yes.
I noticed him because he was quite handsome. So I was like looking at him, and he had like a headphone, an earpiece, a walkie-talkie, a jacket, and like a clapperboard. And we noticed him for a while, didn't we? We're looking at him and we're talking about him, but we were having our beer. We were, like, looking at the Thames. And then he kept moving around. And we were like, what's happening? And then we decided, we are too posh to be in South Bank. We were like, this is for poor people. We can't be around these people. And so we walked to the Oxo Tower. And there was, like, a massive, like, they cordoned it off. And it said... Family free zone. No families were allowed.
Yes.
And so they cordoned off the bridge, and they said like, family free zone.
On
and
the there was, benches.
On the benches.
On the, like kind of like the board of the like, how do you say
and
like
it,
the river?
And it was like
river,
a picture of
like
a family. With a big, like, cross in, like, you can't be here if you're a family.
Yes.
But
and there were, like, two security guys
standing
there.
And
like,
they were
the cameraman,
they
like,
were actors,
at the
definitely.
End of, like, kind of the road, somewhere. Like, actually, when you are a clever person, you see the cameraman immediately.
Yeah, yeah, and you move away.
Maybe it was like a prank show and they just wanted people, like family members, mm-hmm. just
so
to
if
go
you
there.
Were, if you were there, like, like, but it was actually kind of shit because, like, they said to people, like, you can't be here because you're in a family. And everyone was like, shut up. And then, like, moved away. So it was, like, not...
Really? And the prank, it doesn't... It didn't work.
Like, it didn't work because, like, they said, like, your brother and sister, you have to go away. And they were like, leave me alone.
So that, then, that was reality. I think how they will show it on TV. On TV,
I'm
going to
try and
like,
find it. Yeah, I'm going to try and find it.
Like, people getting aggressive because of that or starting to cry. Like, why?
Yeah, because they
family
got...
is not allowed here? Oh, my God. Like,
because they got a mum and a son. Do you remember? Like, the mum... They got a mum and a son and both mm-hmm. were like... What the hell are you talking about? I'm going to do whatever I want. So I don't think it's a good prank.
Not at all. Yes.
But
so
it was,
that's not but, how irony works.
But what was funny to me and what would have been truthful is I had this image of me and you like stepping in front of the camera every like 5 seconds and like
we,
looking
after
in
work,
the center
podcast,
of the...
Please.
Yeah. I just felt like we're looking in the center of the camera like...
yeah, like... What? Like,
I can't explain it on podcast. Yeah, like, just like,
looking like seriously,
just like looking in the camera.
Seriously,
yeah. No family zone. And then we went to Oxo Tower. That's very posh.
Yeah.
And also, we had a terrible waiter.
Oh, that's another nice story, you know.
Yeah, he didn't give us our olives. He didn't give me my martini.
Worst, I think. I would say.
It wasn't great.
I know you worked as a waiter before. I don't know. I worked as a waitress before too.
Of course.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's the hardest job
ever.
So I don't judge, like, of course, waiter or waitresses, but please. Well, when we say something like, can you give me the olives? It's like a really posh bar.
And very expensive.
And then he was like, okay, what do you want to order? And you said like, okay, like that kind of drink. And I said, olives. No. Please tell me first. Like, what do you want to drink? And then I was, why does this matter?
I know. Yeah. He was weird. And like, but then I wanted to like hate him. And I wanted to be like, he was a rubbish waiter.
But
and
then
he was so nice when he gave us the bill. He was like chatting about terrorist attacks.
Yes. That was crazy. He told us about his... Because I said we actually wanted... Before we wanted to go to the Shard bar.
And he worked there.
And he worked there. So he told us about his... experience there, which was...
I was in a terrorist attack and I couldn't leave until 1. And we were like, okay. Yes.
And the terrorist attack happened at 10 p.m.?
I think so, yeah.
Something like they had to spend 3 hours like in like the 34th floor.
And they couldn't leave.
In a town.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like...
That was the one...
you don't feel safe.
No, that was the one where my nan rang me and said... You have to leave London because they're like terrorizing people. And I said, Nan, I live about 2 hours away from where the terrorist attack happened.
What was it with the terrorist attack again? Like, when did this happen and what was it again? Because I can't remember that one.
I can't remember.
August this year? Like 2000?
No.
18, like last year. No, like,
last year, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It was when Victoria passed her qualifications, so yeah, August last year. And everyone on Facebook was like, I'm okay.
Yeah, like, wow, like with everything now.
That's why I'm so happy not to live in London.
To live
London
in Surrey.
Is for disgusting people. You have to live in Surrey.
That's the irony joke. Yeah, because... Yeah, you're living like half an hour by South West Railway Station trains.
I guess so. Waterloo, Vauxhall's like 10 minutes, and then Waterloo's like half an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we go to Germany, like, 4 or 5 times a week. So we have to get to...
we just never come here.
Yeah, we have to go to Germany and back.
Please, come to Germany, finally. Like, how often do I have to tell you this?
Really? Okay, well, I will go to Germany. And yeah. I will hate it, and I'll say, this is disgusting, I hate to be here, why can't I do something
today
else?
Today we just looked on Google Roots for fun, irony, how we can get to the Black Forest, and Black it takes humor. Like 2 days by bike from London, yeah. And 7 days to walk.
And it's so funny, because it's like,
interesting, no?
Surbiton to Clapham Junction to...
Yeah, I think main train station, King's Cross, then take the Flixbus or Megabus to Brussels, Cologne, Flixbus, Cologne to another German train station, and yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Journey. And I speak so fluent German, like, mm-hmm. Ich habe Feierabend.
Yeah, he's so German.
Ich habe Fertig. Pastiche for Portugal.
Very nice.
Wie heißt du?
Guten Morgen, Frau Getty.
Guten Morgen, Frau.
Name.
Yeah. Guten Morgen, Frau Getty.
Nice.
Getty. Yeah. Wie heißt du? Mm. You must know one more thing in German.
No.
I can't think of one thing. Wie lang? How long?
I know, like, Liebling.
Wie lang. Not why. Because, like, it's so English.
I know. Welcome.
Welcome. We can speak a lot about accents right now, but I think it's not the time.
Okay, so give me an accent.
Give me an accent.
Brighton.
Okay.
Let's start.
Oh, yeah. My
Brighton. Bristol or
Brighton doesn't have an accent.
Is it Brighton?
I don't know what a Brighton accent is.
Brighton doesn't have an accent.
Okay. Cardiff.
Wait a minute. You start Welsh and I'll do it.
You're so thin, blah, blah, blah. Something with that. Like,
you start.
I don't know.
Because he said this before in the pub.
I feel like I can do this, essence. But I can't hear it. And then I'll do it.
Nessa.
Like, what are you doing? It's absolutely crazy. Everybody, they come in here and they drink their wine and they drink their beers and they don't even be bothered to do anything else. Absolutely bloody crazy. I've been on the beach and I say, I want to smoke a cigarette. Everybody say, you can't smoke a cigarette on the beach. Welsh is very easy for me. It's like a second language.
Now I really heard you've got to go to Cardiff.
When you go to Cardiff, you go to parties. You have a glass of wine. You smoke a cigarette. It's absolutely gorgeous.
That's really good.
I can absolutely do Welsh. It's very easy for me.
But I love this accent. You can speak also like nice accents, don't you? Like,
supposedly, I think. Well, just,
you're
like,
very English.
I'm very English.
Posh English.
But
yes.
No,
I would say.
Well, my dad comes from Birmingham.
Also my dad comes from Wolverhampton.
My dad comes from Birmingham, and whenever I would go and see him, and I would come back with like. A bit of a Brummie accent.
But I can't do that now. Can you do it?
Yeah, I'm all right, Bab.
Yeah, I'm all right, Bab. I've been absolutely bloody cool. No, it's Welsh. I can't do Birmingham. But
whenever I would come home with a bit of a Brummy accent, my mum would always tell me off and say, you can't speak like that.
But you have to. You have to do it because we have to have it for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm all right, Bab.
Yeah, I'm all right, Bab.
Yeah, I'm all right, Bab.
I've been up. I went down. I can't do it. Like, I'm from Birmingham. I can't do it.
It's
hard
to speak. It is.
I can't do. Welsh is absolutely easy for me. You just absolutely have a good laugh.
And when I say to you, like, I was just walking down the street and I saw Johnny.
Can you play a game, Johnny? Can you play a game, Johnny?
It's just sounds British.
Honestly, when you say that, I think you're from Britain.
It's like
when you say that, like,
oh, Governor, can I have a copper?
It's almost like it's like, oh, aren't you proud to be in... No, that's not what I'm saying.
Can't say to yourself,
amen. After some consideration, we can say to yourself, one of us.
Very Oliver.
That's what you speak like, I'm from Oliver. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Is it like a positive or a negative?
It's Cockney. It's like something that doesn't exist anymore.
But what does Cockney mean? Like,
Cockney is like very old London.
It's North London.
But it exists. Obviously, it exists.
I mean, like, Cockney streets.
Come on. It exists.
Yeah, but like in the 1700s, yeah.
In the apples.
Oh, but that's even nicer. I can speak a 1700s accent.
You're so clever, no? You're like a London that doesn't exist. You're like, all right, babe.
All right, babe.
Go get your day. Come on, babe. Your day is in the pub. Come. Yeah.
Write in the comments of if you know that accent.
I think it's like, please, sir, can I have some Mauer?
I want some Margot.
Interesting.
It's like Dickens.
Okay, so imitate the German accent.
I can't do it because I tried this today and I couldn't.
It's going to be really bad and I'm going to be embarrassed.
I can't do it.
Speaking English.
What about this one? Not another one.
That's Bristol.
I can do Bristol. I do not.
Really, really rich.
Okay, so we have a place in England called Bristol where all the stupid people are. And their accent is, I love it. It's my favorite accent in the world. I love Bristol people.
But stupid people. But you love it.
Not stupid people, but like you wouldn't understand what they were saying.
Okay.
Like, very. And they had an interview and they said, we're having another Brexit vote. And there was an interview that's very famous and she said, not another one. There is too much politics going on right now. It's my favourite accent in England.
All right, my lover.
But
I honestly...
Is this German? No.
I went
because I asked you to.
I can't do German because I don't think there's a German accent. I don't think there is one.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
We are boarding the vessel.
Yeah,
it just makes me think of Star Trek.
It's
what would you say when I speak like this? Oh, I really enjoyed the wine with you, like, guys. What? I go to bed now. Is it okay?
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, I would say like at 9 a.m. if it's okay for you.
Okay, so wait a minute,
I'm trying to find how to do it in English.
We went and I can't think of one German.
I can only do German when I'm actually speaking German.
I was gonna say, I don't think there's a German accent.
Can you do a French accent when you're not speaking French?
It's very easy for me. I have absolutely...
Yeah, because you just think of Lumiere from...
Beautiful. Oh, my God, I'm recording a podcast. Oh, I have a beautiful bottle of wine. I said,
really, I am Ewan McGregor.
I see my granddad as absolutely funny, absolutely brilliant.
That's good.
France is absolutely easy for me.
Me to imitate.
In France, I go swimming. I go absolutely beautiful. I drink some wine. I absolutely have a gorgeous, beautiful time. On Francais, easy for me. On German, I just don't think there's really an accent. Accent A-E, like German.
And this doesn't mean, like, really, I have to interrupt, like, that we, like, don't like the accents. Like,
no, it doesn't mean really, that. I don't think there's a German accent.
I love a German accent.
Yeah, but like,
It's so frustrating because I love a German accent. It's one of my favorite accents that's like out there, but I can't replicate it.
I honestly don't know what a German accent is.
I think it like
it's like English speaking.
It's like it's rough and it's like
I don't think it's like wie heißt du?
Wie heißt du? I can only do it
when you close your eyes.
Do you want to go to? Yeah, that's it. Do you want to go to Wetherspoons?
Why are you behaving like a pigeon?
Because that's why it's like, do you, we could...
Because your head is like moving up. Like,
let me do it, shut. Let me go to, maybe we could go to Covent Garden or... Okay.
Maybe that
to
imitation is better to film.
Yeah, I don't think that works. But it sounds like maybe we could go to maybe a museum. Or we could maybe
interesting because go it, to actually I think it restaurant. Sounds quite very English.
Oh my god. No, it's like that. Like that's your... what you feel like. Maybe if you maybe could maybe we could if you want to go to the train.
Don't behave like a pigeon right? doing this.
If I can't do without, like, if you were, we could go to a bar or maybe
with interruptions, like in the yeah. middle of their words.
Maybe Jay, are you happy? Do you want to? No, Danny, I'm fine. I'm gonna go wherever you want to go. Do you want to go to? Maybe we could have a beer.
Emma.
A beer.
M.
Maybe a beer? Or do you want to go to a beer? Or Danny, like...
More or less, yeah. Could
Danny,
be.
Danny
yeah.
I'll have a beer or we can go to a museum. Or we could go to...
okay, amazing, Jay. A bar. Can we stop this right now? Because, you're doing this for half an hour. Like, it feels like...
A bar? Yeah, we could go to a bar. Or maybe a restaurant. Okay, a restaurant. Maybe we go to South Bank. Okay, yeah, that's South Bank. Maybe
but it doesn't like this right
it's,
now.
It's, that's you. That's not Germany.
That's not about the accent. It's more about like
who you are as a person.
Who you are, like stupidly.
Yeah.
Not to say anything.
I don't think that's a German accent.
There is certainly a German accent.
It just showed that I didn't know where to go, actually.
Yeah, like I can't do a German. Yeah, I don't know a German accent.
It was...
I'm trying to think, like...
Interesting. But I think it's really interesting how people see each other.
I couldn't pick someone out and be like, they're German.
Oh, I could.
Could you? I could.
Well, like, one of my lecturers was very, very German. And so, like, I can understand... dialects between you two, so I like see patterns in the way that both of you speak, and there is a little bit of an octave raise.
It's a bit like
maybe we could do this.
Yeah, go to a bar.
Yeah, there's a
go to a restaurant. Do you are you happy? Are you cold? No, I'm not cold, Annie. Are you warm? Are you too hot?
How do we
no,
sound
I don't
to
know
you?
Why, but I feel like a bit angry now. Like, I get aggressive when you imitate me like this.
Okay. I need to leave.
That's maybe a nice
This is the end of the podcast.
Of this podcast right now.
Is this the end of the podcast?
No, I love your accent. Thanks for imitating me like a pigeon. let's end this right now.
We need to go to bed. Goodbye, everybody.
This, look.
The urban fire. Urban?
Yeah. I think accents are very beautiful, and I lived in a hostel where
I worked. Hostel girls.
I lived with a lot of like international people together, and all of them, they had like Italian, Spanish, Turkish, German, English accent, and British accent, I don't know, like US accent. And it was really nice to hear, and I think in the end it does shows us that we are all like,
of course,
it's, and like, possible to speak one language with each other.
We're so different. Yeah, and it's also nice to like everyone's doing fun new things.
Yeah,
that like, everyone's using the words differently. It's mm-hmm. like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think language should be like a fun, interesting, amazing thing.
Experience,
mm-hmm. and everyone should have different accents, and everyone should have like different words and use it like clay, and you mold it to whatever you want.
Absolutely.
It should be a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's the song tip?
What's the what?
It was the song tip
how did we start
from Fall Out Boy.
Okay, go.
Why do I have to?
You start.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrong that make the words compromise. And who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, then it points the finger back to the kid.
One more time. Thanks for the memories, even though they weren't so great. He tastes like you, but sweeter. And one night, one more time. Thanks for the memories, even though the memories seed. He tastes like you, but sweeter.
We After Work, the podcast.